The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Back at 11:03 for the final hour of the show. I'm Randy Corcoran. So good to have you here today. Really, really makes a difference. Lines are full. We're scheduled to be joined anyway by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert here in the next 20, 25 minutes. She's back to back on meetings, so we're going to try and schedule it very, very tightly. But just as a little tease before we jump on the full lines, this was the last tweet of hers that I retweeted. I've been really barely active at all on Twitter or any of the other social media. But this was the last tweet of hers yesterday, I think, that I retweeted when I started trying to get back into a little bit of politicking after the loss of my mom last week. And what she says is, "The left's hypocrisy never stops, so I'm never going to stop calling them on it."
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
Bill Clinton.
The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers.
State of the Union.
That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws.
Even as we are a nation of immigrants,
Barack,
we're also a nation of laws.
Hussein.
Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws.
Obama.
And I believe that they must be held accountable.
Addressing the nation.
Especially those who may be dangerous. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system. And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders.
Liar.
But today, our immigration system is broken.
True.
And everybody knows it. There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
He has a pen and a cell phone.
We'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel.
Liar.
So that they can stem the flow of illegal crossings and speed the return of those who do cross over.
Except Democrats don't want that.
If you're a criminal, you'll be deported.
Not likely.
If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up.
Chances of getting caught and getting food stamps.
By the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, question my authority, question my authority, question my authority, question my authority, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
Huh, I don't know how the needle was skipping in there, but it was pretty funny. What was great about that retweet is it was a video, and interspersed between some of these comments about things that Donald Trump actually did as president were pictures of, you know, it was Bill Clinton giving the State of the Union on the floor, and then they'd flap to Donald Trump looking over and smirking like, really? And it's just classic Lauren Boebert. She is not backing down a bit. I won't either. I expect you won't either. We have to keep it that way. Before we get to our full lines, let's hear another Trump clip. This was Donald Trump on traitors. Nope. All right, well, we'll circle back around. Let's grab a phone call first. We'll start with Nick in Loveland. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Randy, God bless you and your show, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much.
Of your mom. Two things I wanted to bring up. One is the caller you had on quite a while back said that it could take years to figure out if there was fraud and that the election was stolen, and that can't be true. Because Peter Boyle figured out in 10 minutes that it was all legit. Number two, I'm joking about that. I'm just not a good
date. No, I know. We're trying to fix the the Trump clip. So, but keep talking, brother.
Okay. Well, it was something I wanted to say. I'm highly disappointed, Peter. I didn't call the vice Peter on your show, but he figured out in 10 minutes. What will take some time to unwind. The other thing is the media is dutifully telling us that not only that there's going to be armed demonstrations in every capital in the nation, and that it needs, you know, and intel from the FBI tells us it's very nefarious and all this. Well, then tell us who it is. Because first of all, I don't believe it for a second. There won't be 10 people at any Capitol on January 20th protesting with a gun, number one. And number two, other than the 15,000 Army National Guard that'll be there, it'll be probably the lowest turnout in history if they weren't there. Nobody would show up, without a doubt.
And I'm glad you mentioned this because I had planned to say this every hour and I did not. Do not go to the Colorado State Capitol on Inauguration Day. Don't give them an opportunity. There will probably be rabble rousers there. They will very likely be people not related to Republicans, not related to Trump supporters, not related to the United American Defense Force or FEC or any of the multiple organizations that are popping up around Colorado. We do not support or go anywhere to cause trouble, but we will be ready to stop it if and when we have to.
That's right, and I agree completely. The next thing is expose the people that were at the U.S. Capitol. Put their names out there, dig deep into who they are, and put that information out there. I think that there are certainly some people that say they're Donald Trump followers that got involved in it, some willingly, some got swept up in it. In either case, they're responsible for their actions, should get prosecuted, and no doubt they will. At the same time, tell us who the people were that were instigating it also, that were there just to instigate something like that, that were not Donald Trump supporters.
Not going to happen, Nick. You know it's not going to happen. The media is not. They're going to suppress that as best they can.
I understand that, and which then takes me to the next point, which is then tell me there is not a deep state that involves the media to help. I mean, it's so disgusting, the depth of corruption in Washington, D.C., and they are not out to help any American. They're out to help themselves. It's a closed circuit of corruption that involves people from both parties, most elected officials from both parties, I'm convinced. And until that gets rooted out, we can expect more of the same. The Democrats aren't going to stop.
Nick, these are great points, and you articulate them so very, very well. But the good news for me, Donald Trump did not succeed in draining the swamp, but he is and continues, and I believe will continue at a high pace to expose the swamp, and it's going to be up to us to do the rest. I've got to jump because of full lines, but really appreciate you waiting to weigh in. And thanks for listening from Loveland, Nick. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for your good show.
Bet. Have a good day. 303-696-1971 to grab Nick's open line. Tammy and Carly, stand by. I want to play another one of these Trump clips. This one is Trump on traitors. Ah, you're getting screwed, huh? Boop, 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 boop. Red alert. All right, we will jump to Tammy while we still try to sort this out. Tammy, oh, no, I'm sorry. Carly's been waiting the longest. Carly in Highlands Ranch, you're next. Good morning.
Hi, Randy. First, I want to say how sorry I'm about your mom.
Thank you.
I know only too well how that feels, so I'm really sorry.
We all go through it. You betcha.
Yes. You're speaking to a very disillusioned, very angry, and very depressed American. I have never been an apologist for the president. I have felt no need to do that. It always kind of makes me feel very sarcastic to myself when I hear people, before they start saying good things about him, they have to preface it by this and that. I've just never felt the need to do that. But at any rate, I think the GOP betrayed him, and I think that my government, and I think I'm speaking for a lot of people, has betrayed me by allowing the stolen election to stand. And my question is, I keep hearing about how scared the left is of us, and I don't know why. I mean, I don't know how we can possibly expect, with a stolen presidential election right in front of our eyes, to elect the people we would like to see when the left has everything under their control, from voting to the media.
Carly, you sound like a member of the Church of Trump, a true believer who can't see the truth of the election right in front of their very eyes. Are you tired of getting called those names? Are you tired of being treated?
I'm trying to think. Okay, now what's he saying?
Yeah, no, I'm just, this is what they're trying. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, the evidence is overwhelming. And I want to renew, I did this in the first hour, forgot to do it in the second hour, that I want to renew to Kyle Clark and any other media personality that I will come in and debate you on election fraud. You can pick three or four states or three or four topics. We can do Dominion. We can do Eric Coomer. We can do anti-constitutional behavior of elected officials. We can do dead people. We can do it all in an actual debate on facts. No more sound bites. Because unlike what, did you hear what Kyle Clark said about me?
Colorado's conservative leaders Michelle Malkin and RNC National Committee man and 710 KNUS radio host Randy Corcoran promoted a series of conspiracy theories about election rigging, abandoning one for another just as soon as they evaporated under the slightest
Such
examination.
Such a gutless liar.
This brings me back to my original point. I was never an apologist for Trump.
Good.
I looked at his actions versus his words. So, and I have no doubt that you could debate Kyle Clark and probably anyone else into the ground. I know I could do that too. I feel pretty assured. Those are words. What are we going to do? The left right now controls everything.
Carly,
how is that possibly going to change?
Well, it's going to change because, you know, there's always a reaction. The stolen election, the nomination of a demented, compromised presidential candidate that the left hates, and keeping him in his basements where people couldn't evaluate him, suppressing the truth about his son, about his connections to China and the laptop. That's what it took for them to steal this election. And we've seen it. We're aware of it. We're 75 million plus strong. We're not going away. And for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And that's why the left is so terrified that they lie when they say we're going to come and do violence. I understand people infiltrated the Trump group and some Trump supporters followed right along into the Capitol. I also saw the Trump supporters who were walking between the velvet ropes.
Yeah, don't even get me started.
I know.
I know you got these other calls.
Yeah.
But I understand. But Randy, we don't have any control.
Well,
how do we get that back? I know I think there's probably closer to 100 million that voted for him. How do we get any type of control back when they're controlling everything?
Next year we start locally, and in 2 years we take back the House and the Senate. That's all we can do. And in the meantime, we are the vocal resistance, the vocal opposition. Only we do what we do not based on lies, Trump, Russia, collusion, all of that kind of stuff. We let their own policies and behaviors expose them for who they really are. And we have no patience or quarter for those so-called Republicans who said, I just couldn't vote for Trump again because he's just too mean. We've acknowledged them, we've identified them, and we keep plugging forward. It ain't over. So we all have to go through our mourning period, whether it's we lost a loved one or we lost an election or we realize how painful the next 2 years are going to be. But contrary to some who didn't like my analogy to 1776, losing battles are not losing the wars.
And no, and I appreciate whenever you have referred to things like that in George Washington and Valley Forge and all that. I just pray that you don't lose your strength, and I pray that there is a way that we're going to be able to take this country back. But right now, I'm at a loss.
I understand. Well, praying is a great start. Listening, getting activated, joining these.
Oh, I worked in both campaigns, and I'm politically active.
We're not going to lose you. Thank you, Carly.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless. Yeah, and I just want to talk about that analogy I was making back. It was on and around Christmas Eve when I was talking about this battle for election integrity. And I talked about George Washington and how he, after losing battle after battle, no money, his soldiers were, their commissions expired in a month, you know, at the end of December, actually in a week at the end of December. And no reason to think they could win any of these battles. And yet he kept fighting and he found a weakness and he loaded up his barefoot, starving soldiers and rode across a frozen Delaware and won a battle that created the United States of America. Not at that moment, but he changed the course of the war. And but for that action, there would unlikely be a United States of America. And so, you know, when I made that analogy, I wasn't talking about, well, fighting for the outcome of this election or to expose the fraud and the unconstitutional behavior in states and all of those things. I wasn't saying that was equated to the Revolutionary War. I was saying the battle against the socialists who are going to control Joe Biden, who will pressure him to leave so that commie Kamala Harris can ascend to the presidency and align herself with AOC and all of the other radicals. That's what the battle is about. And the election fight is just one piece of all of that. I was talking about the big picture. Of course, it's so easy to mischaracterize or summarize people in a way that they don't, you know, that's not what they meant. That's not what they stand for. And I won't stand for that. All right. I know we've got full lines. Tammy, you will be next, but we're going to pause here so we can get whatever time we can squeeze out of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert next on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
Now back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Back at 11:25, full lines. We'll get back to the phone calls here in just a minute. We're going to be joined by Lauren Boebert, but wanted to give you just a minute or less of President Donald Trump on traitors.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will be protected by God. Did we challenge?
We've got a couple more of those. We will do them before the end of the show, but we are now connected with rock star and brand new Congress critter. Her name's Lauren Boebert. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
So you're back in the Colorado area at an undisclosed location working your tail off today. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. A lot of people are telling me, like, Lauren, when you get to Washington, D.C., you are going to be so busy. But I live busy. Like, I was already on a D.C. schedule before I ever got to D.C. So I like to keep my days extra productive.
Well, we appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us. I retweeted yesterday your video of Bill Clinton's State of the Union and Barack Obama's press address that all of the networks covered so breathlessly about illegal immigration. And I did that sort of in response to a guy who called in the first hour and said that when we spoke with you, he wanted me to express his condolences for all of the grief that you're taking. So I told him not to worry. You knew what you were getting yourself into, and you're just getting warmed
up. Yes, exactly. And, you know, that video just fits with the theme right now, hypocrisy. The Democrats' hypocrisy is on full display. It's in everything that they do. It's in everything that they accuse us of. It's in every step that they take. And, you know, I'm not afraid to call them out for it. And that's why we have the chairman of the DCCC going on live television, spreading lies about me. And, you know, from his words, I have received multiple death threats. My staff has received them. My family has received them. And then when I called him out on his lies, instead of, you know, saying, oh, gosh, so sorry, that wasn't you that I was referring to, or, you know, I made a mistake. He digs up the DCCC opposition playbook and tries some retread stories. You know, he's already spent $5 million trying to convince voters that I'm some sort of terrible person. But they see right through this. They see right through the personal, the politics of personal destruction.
Without a doubt. And I don't know if you pay any attention at all to Denver media, but the night I was in the hospital with my mom, day before she died, Kyle Clark, in response to the attacks on the Capitol, which are inexcusable, said this first about me. It's short.
RNC National Committee man and 710 KNUS radio host Randy Corcoran promoted a series of conspiracy theories about election rigging, abandoning one for another just as soon as they evaporated under the slightest examination.
Then after about 29 seconds on Buck and Lamborn, your name came up.
Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from Western Colorado gave her first speech in Congress today trying to overturn the election results and told her followers this morning, today is 1776.
Oh, my God.
Dun, dun, dun. So, Kyle Clark is, I don't even want his name to come out of my mouth. He's really disgusting. But he is a conspiracy theorist through and through. He's obsessed with them. He is continuously working on creating them and trying. I can't even imagine what his basement looks like. I'm sure there's photos and red strings and cats like all over the place. He is a conspiracy theorist and he's obsessed with them. You know, and I did say that today was 1776. You know, I woke up knowing that my first agenda item in Congress was signing my name to a document, knowing that people would come after me, calling me a traitor, calling me a seditionist, accusing me of trying to overthrow an election when I was standing for the Constitution that I took an oath to swore and swore to defend and support. And that's exactly what I was doing. And just like our founding fathers signed their name to a document, knowing the consequences that would come after that, they did it because they believed in what was right for our nation, in what was right for the people of America. And, you know, I took that very seriously, that I was about to engage in an act just like them, signing my name to that document. 1776 is the foundation of our country, and I'm proud to stand and defend that foundation and fight for freedom.
Well, you and me both. And I've been criticized because back around Christmas Eve, which was the anniversary of George Washington crossing the Delaware, I talked about the fight against election integrity being a part of the battle that we are entering into to stop socialism and communism from infiltrating our country at the highest levels of government. And I was criticized trying to compare those two. And now I'm getting texts in that say, you know, great, Randy, great words, but what do you do? What do you do? And I tell, look at you, you proved what you do. You drove down here and confronted Beto McDork, and then you decided to run and won a defeated a five-term incumbent. Every one of these people who's asking me what to do, get involved with your school board, get involved with your county commission, support a party or a candidate, get active writing letters to the editor or figure out these new social media platforms since we're all moving away from Twitter and Facebook. Don't look to me for what to do. Look in your own community, in your own family for the things that you can do, and then tell us what you're doing and join us so we can continue to move this army for freedom forward.
That's exactly right, Randy. And everyone needs to be involved at some level. And you're right, just even writing in letters to the editor, writing those op-eds, that is tremendous to get your voice out and have other people, you know, read that and say, gosh, this is what I've been thinking too. And it motivates other people. There really is a tremendous trickle effect with that there. So, yes, I second that and say get involved at every single level. It's not enough to just sit back and complain about what's going on.
Without a doubt. You were ready to proceed to the debates, to have the conversation about election fraud. There is so much evidence. I'm so embarrassed for pundits and writers and especially Republicans who are saying, you know, it's time to move on from that. We need to get the evidence in front of the American people. We were about to get it presented in the Senate and then split up into the two houses of Congress when people broke the barriers and broke in. And I have to say, my first reaction, and again, I was in the midst of, you know, saying goodbye to my mom, so I wasn't focused on this stuff. But my first mental reaction was, besides my disdain for the criminals who, you know, broke windows and threatened people like you in Congress, was my outright frustration and almost sadness that people like Ted Cruz and James Lankford and others withdrew their objections in response to this sort of mini attack on the Capitol. They backed away from their opportunity and their constitutional duty because a tiny band of troublemakers, dangerous troublemakers, violated the law, and their security let them down. What was your reaction to it all coming to a grinding halt because of this small mob that broke in on the Capitol?
Well, so at first we all rejoiced together when it was announced that we were reconvening and we were going back to the House to finish what we started. And that was a joyous moment. But then to learn about the senators who withdrew their signatures, withdrew their names from those objections, that was devastating. What happened at the Capitol that day, as disgusting and horrible as it was, did not change what happened in the election on November 3rd. That scenario did not change because of what happened at the Capitol. And we were there to defend the Constitution. And in my argument, I wasn't even talking about the fraud. You know, there's a lot that can be brought to it, but before you even get to the fraud, you look at these states that went against their own state constitution, which in turn it goes against the federal constitution. When you look at Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2, it states that the state legislatures are in control of these election laws, and the state legislators aren't the ones who change the law. You had attorneys general and secretaries of state and governors. I could go on and on, and they went around courts, and they went around and changed the election laws in some of these states, and that right there made their electoral college results unconstitutional. And there was no way that I could accept those after taking the oath to uphold and support the Constitution of the United States.
Well, clearly you're a conspiracy theorist, and we should probably never talk to you again.
Well, you know, that's another thing. This fitting with the theme of Democrats and their hypocrisy. They have normalized violence all throughout 2020. They've encouraged it. They've funded it. Kamala Harris has bailed criminals, violent criminals, out of jail as soon as she could to get them back on the streets as quickly as possible. We have watched our cities burn in America throughout 2020. We have seen officers killed. We have seen businesses just burn to the ground. We've seen innocent people killed in these riots. While it's been completely normalized, you hear folks on the news saying, tell me where it says in the Constitution that a protest is supposed to be peaceful. You have people saying that it's only the police officer's responsibility to keep it peaceful. You have them saying that it's mostly a peaceful protest, or that Antifa is a myth or an idea. They have normalized violence and even proven it to be an effective tool to advance their agenda. And now, suddenly, when the elites of America are threatened, they lose their mind over it. You know, I will say I'm glad that no Democrats are shouting to defund the police now that their lives were put at risk. We're not hearing that anymore. Defund our police officer because police officers because now they need them. But I want the Democrats, I want the news anchors, I want the reporters to watch their words carefully because they are inciting violence. I am getting death threats. My family is getting death threats. My mother is being accused of being in places that she never was. And these threats are real. We have Capitol Hill police looking into them, and they're seeing them as credible threats. And now not only are our lives put in danger, but these people who were listening to these rogue reporters and these conspiracy theorist reporters, their lives are now forever changed because they're going to get felony charges and they will never live the same again.
Well, I'm sorry to see that the constant assault that you're under is waning your energy and that you're, you know, kind of losing your spark and your fire. It's very... Lauren, I had promised not to keep you more than 10 minutes or so because I know you've got a lot going on today. I want to make sure that you tell your mom how much I enjoyed the conversation I had with her over the last week.
Yes, my mom's amazing.
Talked to her before. Is there anything you want to leave us with? And also, where can people start looking for you in the new alternative social media that we'll all be relying on here for a while?
Yeah, so I'm certainly going over to Gab. I'm on Parler whenever they get all that worked out. I have a great social media team who's getting me plugged into the right platforms and everything. Thank you for your encouraging words to my mom yesterday. That meant a lot to her. She's a spitfire herself. I might get a little bit of that from her.
Just a little.
But, you know, I want everyone to know, I'm getting a lot of questions saying, are you okay? I'm absolutely okay. I thrive in high stress situations. And so I'm doing excellent. I am really on cloud nine, just doing the work of the American people and being the voice of the people that I swore that I would be. All the attacks that are coming my way, they're either, like I said, retread stories that were failed to begin with, or they're coming from people who never supported me and never will. So my base is who I'm concerned about. And that's exactly who I was sent to represent. I can't wait to get to work for the people of Colorado Third District when it comes to our water, our land, our energy, our education, our schools. But unfortunately, you know, the Democrats are running us through sham impeachment, snap impeachment. And so I haven't been able to do that just yet. But we have a lot in store for the people of Colorado Third District, and I can't wait to get to work for them.
You know that you're doing everything you need to be doing when you're getting the most flack from the enemy.
Yeah.
And boy, there's nobody getting more of it than you. Well, Lauren, I want to thank you for carving out a little time for us. I really appreciated you reaching out to me the day that my mom passed away, and the prayers and everything mean the world. And boy, take advantage of your folks and your four beautiful kids and the strong family structure that you have, and know that we're all supporting you here, and we are not going to back down. We are not going to go silent. And the left is doing what it's doing because they're terrified. They're trying to put us down now while they have this brief window in history to make it happen, and it ain't going to work.
That's right, Randy.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. And we're going to take a very short break so we can get to all of your calls. Jack, Christian, and Jim, don't go anywhere. The final segment of the first show of the year, Wake Up with Randy Corporan, 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Full lines. We're going to get to everybody. A few things I've got to make sure get said before we run out of show. I had promised to report on the Republican National Committee winter meeting, and I was in Florida on Tuesday. The meeting started on Thursday, but I was flying back to Denver because of the downturn with my mom. I know that while Ronna McDaniel was giving her presentation to the group of 168 of us, that Donald Trump called in on her cell phone, and she told him where she was and what she was doing, and he was put on speaker so he could address the group. the never Trumpers that I'm sure exist in the Republican National Committee were 100% silent, and the president got resounding cheers. Even the New York Times did an article that while allegedly Trump supporters were breaking into the Capitol, that the RNC, the out of touch RNC, was celebrating the many accomplishments of President Donald J. Trump. I know from my own personal contacts with some of the RNC members, including newly elected ones like me, that there is tremendous support for the populist agenda that Donald Trump brought to the Republican Party. And if they walk away from that, people like me will be there to do everything in our power to stop them, or the party will go away. It will just go away that fast, because we're not going back to the George W. Bush Republican Party. It will never ever happen again. Other thing is to let you know, Stephen Tubbs will be in D.C. for the inauguration. He'll be broadcasting live before and after the swearing-in of Joe Biden. Keep you updated on everything in this new military compound, formerly known as Washington, D.C. The 5,000-watt blowtorch. I love that promo for 710 KNUS. Your first choice for, air quotes, fun in 2021. It's going to get hot and heavy. All right, let's get to the phones with Jack, who's got a remedy for all of it. Jack, let's hear it.
Yeah, Randy, it's been 35 years I lost my mother, and I've never gotten over it, so I sympathize with you directly.
Thank you, sir.
But let me give you the remedy, and there absolutely is a remedy. What you need to do is research Thomas Brackett Reed, a Speaker of the House on the Republican side in about 1900. For 10 years prior to his speakership, the way they established a quorum in the House of Representatives when legislation came up to be voted on, once somebody voted, then their name got put on the list to establish a quorum. And what the Democrats did routinely was, when they knew they couldn't win and they knew what was on the docket, they knew what was going to be voted on, they just wouldn't vote, and they'd short the quorum, and therefore they had a pocket veto. Now, what Reed did is he changed the law, and that's the reason why today they do a roll call and they say present. It's got nothing to do whether you vote or not. As soon as you say present, then you get counted for the quorum. Well, the same thing can be applied by us today. When you know they're going to try to make District Columbia and Puerto Rico a state, and they're going to do the legislation, you know that's what's up. All you got to do is have enough Republicans stay home and then short them on the quorum. And after you do that on their gun control and all of these social things, after you do that to them a couple of times, they'll realize they've only got 2 years left and they're going to be removed. That's the answer, Randy.
Jack, thank you very much. Have a good weekend, sir.
Okay.
All right. Christian and Jim, sit tight 1 second. I did not mention yet, even though I'd promised too early in the show, that we've taken the first step in our litigation against the City and County of Denver, Michael Hancock, Mayor, Denver Police Department, and all of them over what was allowed to happen at the pro-police rally back on July 19th. We filed our official notice of claim pursuant to the statute that's required. It's the precursor to filing a lawsuit, so that is underway. People have asked about the Bandemir lawsuit. It's ongoing, waiting for a ruling from the judge on motions right now. We filed another lawsuit up in the Durango area. There'll be another one in Weld County here probably in the next couple of days. So we are continuing our fight to stop. I mean, now we have Democrat governors, even Cuomo from New York, saying we've got to stop the shutdowns. They're costing us too much. Unbelievable that now, as we're about to swear in the first phony president, China Joe, illegitimate Biden, that now they're going to change their tone on crushing churches, crushing bars and taverns and restaurants and places where people meet. Absolutely remarkable, man. The battle is just getting started. All right, Christian in Denver, welcome.
Hi, Randy. First of all, I'll give you my condolences. My mother's 76, and she listens to you regularly, and
awesome.
I love her dearly. I'm thankful to have her, but you know, my heart goes out to you because I know, you know, I just can't imagine what that's like. So, God
yeah.
bless you, and I just pray that you know you're comforted.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So the thing is we need to become more educated in the Republican Party and our politicians. about how technology works and what it really is. I don't see it prevalent enough in particularly among conservative discussions. I think the left is far stronger in this area, you know, and partly because the leadership, you know, you have Bezos and all these people that are very left-leaning, just outright left people that, you know, are leading the technology effort. And so things like, for instance, when we talk about Dominion, you know, one of the things I haven't heard discussed is the data import-export laws. Dominion Systems, I'm going to assume, has servers if they're in the cloud. You know, that data should not be going outside of here. Well, how do we know that, right? There's things like with Amazon, where Amazon shut down Parler. And, you know, that's because of contractual agreements. And those agreements are things that we need to understand. So all of these things are playing into technology that a lot of people are not looking at. You know, another one is like the...
Christian, I'm going to stop you there just because we're at the end of the show. I wish we'd have gotten to your call earlier. Please call back next Saturday. I will comment about a couple of things that you said, though. Thank you for your prayers and support, and thanks for waiting to weigh in. You know, Parler was wiped out because of this contract with Amazon, and there is some doubt whether they'll come back. The CEO of Parler and his family have had to flee their home because the left has threatened their lives right now while they look for a new system of servers and an infrastructure for Parler. I hope and pray that it comes back. Regarding Dominion and all of those things, I just want to remind Kyle Clark and any other media wise guy out there who seems to have all the answers, that if they'd like to actually sit down and debate, not soundbite, but debate election fraud, dead people voting, the Georgia videotape, which whether you think everything that went on is fine or not, never seems to answer the question of why there was a phony announcement of a water main break and people were sent home before the counting resumes, or any other of these subtopics. I'm available. And if you really want to get some good information about the voter fraud, Peter Navarro has put together a three-part report that is absolutely amazing. Peter Navarro, just Google it. The Immaculate Deception, yes, President Trump won, The Art of the Steal, all of it will give you none of the Dominion or Venezuela or Eric Coomer stuff that is going to be really, really fun to dig into in the months ahead. But the actual nuts and bolts of election fraud, improperly counted votes, all of those kinds of things. All right, Jim in Castle Rock, welcome. You're going to have to make it quick, brother.
Okay, well, hey, thank you for the interview with the Representative Boebert. I'm just so proud of her strength and tenacity and ability to stand up to the immediate attack. And she's a strong person. I'm glad she's here to represent us.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, thank you, and I'm so glad we could get to her. It was terrific, and thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll catch you on another time when you have more opportunity.
Sounds good, and the phones just keep filling up. We are truly nearing the end of the show. Do you still have those last two Trump bites? Are they good to go? Let me tell you, people have been asking, what are the social media sites that we can start migrating over to? And let me just give them to you real quick, and then we'll try and squeeze in a last call or two. But MeWe.com, MeWe, M-E-W-E, MeWe.com, check that out. Gab.com. Apparently, I just set up a second account on Gab, forgetting I had a first one, so I've got to fix that. They added, I think, 700,000 new members yesterday. So it's very slow to get in and to get on that. But they're going to add what they need to make all that work. And it's going to be worth it to have these alternatives to Twitter and Facebook. BitChute.com is where I got all of this Trump audio, including this one. Let's play number 6 on Warriors from the president.
Did we challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems? I think I did, but we all did. And we're all doing it. Or did we just go along with convention, swim downstream so easily with the current, and just give in because it was the easy way, it was the traditional way, or it was the accepted way? I know that each of you will be a warrior for the truth, will be a warrior for our country, and for your family. And as long
you can find a real nice six-minute synopsis at bitchute.com. I'll retweet it at Randy Corcoran. I'll put it up on Facebook today. I will be leaving both of those platforms very soon myself. Let's hear this last just 17 seconds of Donald Trump on our values.
As long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its creator, then our best days are yet to come. I can promise you that.
Better believe it. Oh, I was just going to go to Steve in Denver for the last call of the day, and he abandoned me, Steve. Well, I just got to say thanks. All of the love, support, the prayers, more text messages come in during these 3 hours. It's really hard to respond to everybody now. The emails have been pouring in. And let me just say, if you've got loved ones, especially elderly parents that are still in your lives, wrap your arms around them. Treasure every possible moment because, boy, one day it just goes away, and that is really hard to swallow. All right, it's game on. We're ready for the fight. I'm Randy Corcoran. Always remember, please never forget, God loves you. So do I. Election coverage from D.C. next week. Stay with us.